So Hare Krishna. I just want to say in the outset, sometimes devotees may have an impression, why is he sitting on the chair? I must tell you, I have a great pleasure sitting on this chair. The muscles are relaxed in this position, and I don't feel pain at all in this position. So everything is more than all right. In this japa retreat, we are dealing with role models or examples in this afternoon session, which can inspire us in our own japa and in our own kirtan. All these afternoon sessions are designed to tell the stories, the great success stories of the great chanters and their personal secrets, which then can be applied by us, by just hearing about them. There is a statement in the scriptures, a statement from Haridas Thakur, a statement of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which tells us that if we can follow the examples of the great souls, then our path will become easy to tread. That means we can walk quite easily. And I think the moment we are thinking about chanting, the name of Haridas Thakur comes to our mind. In Harinam Chintamani, the guidebook of Bhaktivinoda Thakur for japa, Haridas Thakur's amazing life is explained to us so that we can learn something about his determination in chanting. I think we all remember that Haridas Thakur was once tortured by Mohammedan the Mohammedan Qazi and his servants, and he was tortured. Give up your chanting. You know, have you ever been in a torture chamber? It is terrible. People pierce instruments into your body to inflict a maximum amount of pain to you without you dying. You know, it's so Haridas Thakur was beaten on 24 marketplaces. What this really means in geography, or in the town, there were streets in this town where he was punished, and the public streets where there was selling of items going on, vegetables or whatever items were sold. In these streets, he was publicly flogged. Now, in Muslim punishment, in wiping with, in you know, using the whip, there are two types of using the whip. One is with a short arm, it's like this, and one is with a long arm, where more force in the and more momentum can be put onto the whip. So this was the long arm treatment, and usually after one street the victim breaks down and loses his life. His skin is torn into stripes, the cuts go deep to the bones, and it's really it destroys you, this punishment. So Haridas Thakur was at that time asked, would you like to give up? Would you, before the punishment was inflicted, he was asked, well, you can just give up your chanting and then you don't have to undergo this painful, slow death. Just give up your chanting. And here's the answer, which is an answer which is which echoes through the century. It's an answer which inspires us for determination, for chanting. Kanda kanda hai deha jaya jadi prana tu tabu ami vadanena chadi hari nama esa baji vera krishna karaha prasada mora drohe nahu e sabara parada. He said, even if my body is cut into pieces and I lose my life, I will never give up chanting the Lord's holy name. O Krishna, please be merciful upon these poor souls. Kindly excuse them for their offense of torturing me. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he comments, maintaining this type of determination and being compassionate to all living entities while always chanting the holy name of Krishna is the path of devotional service exhibited by the previous Mahajans. A path cannot be manufactured. Whatever path is there should be accepted by sadhus. So this is three points which we learn right there from Haridas Thakur. Great determination to not give up the chanting under whatever trying circumstances may come our way. And then being compassionate to others. It's very important to be compassionate, to be good intentioning. Compassion does two things. It brings you out of your own little ego world, and it invokes the pleasure of Krishna upon you and the person you are compassionate to. There is a Sufi verse about the first point, compassion as being a means to come out of the ego world. It says, I was so concerned that I had cold feet and no shoes until I saw the man whose feet were cut off. You know, feel so compassionate. This man has no feet to put shoes on even. So I feel very much compassionate towards him. In comparison with him, my little suffering that I'm so poor that I don't have any shoes to dress in is nothing. No? Compassion immediately brings you away from your own selfish concerns and helps you in this way. And also, it is very often said, if you are compassionate to someone, Krishna is pleased that you feel something for his lost sons and daughters in this world. And by your compassion, Krishna extends his mercy both to you and to the person you are compassionate to. Huh? So compassion is the next point Haridas Thakur teaches us. When he says, just like Jesus Christ who begged God to forgive the people who crucified him, huh? Haridas Thakur says also in a similar vein, O Krishna, please be merciful upon these poor souls. Kindly excuse them for their offense of torturing me. So, determination, compassion, and always chanting the holy name, come, what is it, hell or high water? Oh, but I don't know how they say it. It's come whatever may come. Huh? This is the path exhibited by the previous Mahajans, the great souls, and if you want to be successful, you need to walk on the path of the great. A real path back home, back to God, it cannot be created by us. It is a path shown by the great ones, the Mahajanas. There is one book, it's called, it's the Prem Vilas by Nityananda Das, who was a disciple of Janavi Mata. And he writes about Haridas Thakur and information which I thought you might cherish and like. He tells us about the previous life of Haridas Thakur and something about the circumstances surrounding his interesting birth. He says, now hear about Srila Haridas Thakur. Because of committing the sin of kidnapping the Vrindavan calves, Lord Brahma was born into the care of Muslims. Nityananda Prabhu says, actually he was born in a Brahmin family in the village of Budan. But his parents died when he was a child. And so he went to live in the house of a Mohammedan named Malaya Katsi. This Katsi was a government official in the Ambuja province. So he had this association from childhood with the Muslims, and he, as a young child, was in this family because his and therefore he didn't have a nourishing association. His foster father could not tell him about Krishna and Krishna consciousness, and therefore Haridas Thakur went deep into meditation as a child and found out that he was Brahma in his previous life and had stolen Krishna's beloved calves and cows. Krishna loves his calf so much, and the cows and calves love him so much. We heard when Krishna had lifted the Govardhan hill, he told the cows and the calves to leave the Govardhan hill, you know, that area, and run out, because he wanted to place Govardhan back into his old place. The rainstorm which Indra had sent was over, and now he wanted to put Govardhan down. So the cows and the calves stayed to him at the up to the last moment. Already all the Brajbasis had left and waited for Krishna outside. So Krishna now had to call to his cows and calves, leave, 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 Davali, Shamali, go, go, cello, cello, I want to put the mountain down. And he communicated it in the cow, in the language the cows could understand. There's a lot of hi, hi in this language. Huh? Hi, hi, they understand. So the cows and calves actually all ran out from the Govardhan hill, understanding that Krishna wanted to put the hill down. But then they saw Krishna all alone under the Govardhan hill, and not being able to tolerate the separation, all the calves and cows ran back to be with Krishna again. This is how much the cows and calves love Krishna, and vice versa. It shows how much Krishna, the Lord of love, who gladly accepts the love of his devotees, loves his cow and calf devotees. So these cows and calves were stolen by Lord Brahma, who wanted to test Lord Krishna. And Haridas, who as a result had been born in that compromised social environment. I mean, he had been born and then come into this compromised social environment where he could not nourish his Krishna consciousness. And he lamented his previous sin as Lord Brahma. One day he came to Advaita Acharya's house of Shantipur, and seeing the Advaita Acharya absorbed in chanting the names and thinking of Lord Gauranga, he could understand, here is the great personality who can give me shelter under his lotus feet. And he took the initiation from Advaita Acharya's Acharya and studied the Vedic literature under his guidance. This is something on Haridas Thakur's previous life from the work Prem Vilas by Nityananda Das. I have read other accounts of Haridas Thakur becoming a Muslim and so on, but this is an account I thought to share with you. Let us now hear a little bit about the unearthly method of bhajan of Haridas Thakur. We all have heard from Prabhupada that Haridas Thakur would chant, start chanting his rounds very early, at 2 o'clock in the morning he started. And then when the sun would rise, he would be very, very disappointed. Oh, already the sun is up. Then he would chant it the whole night. He would, I don't know when he slept, I have not heard anything about this, but then he chanted throughout the whole night, and I said he started at 2 o'clock. This is not right. I must retract this statement. He went through the whole night, and when he saw the sun coming up in the morning, he lamented greatly. He said, this is not fair. Why are you so quick today, my dear son? I'm just starting to chant. Don't make so much haste to appear. So Haridas Thakur would not feel that the day of chanting was any inconvenience to him. Quite the opposite. It was an inconvenience to him when the day was already gone and the next day started. So from Chaitanya Bhagavat we receive the following picture of Haridas Thakur's chanting. Can we have it a little louder than harmonium? Haridas wandered continuously on the banks of the Ganga. He was happily chanting Krishna quite loudly. He is the first amongst those who were detached from sensuality. Incessantly, he filled his fortunate mouth with the names of Krishna. Not even for a fraction of a moment did Govinda's name stop to vibrate in his mouth. While he was tasting bhakti from moment to moment, new feelings rose in his heart. Sometimes he danced all by himself. Sometimes he roared like a lion. Oh, that was like a buffalo, like a lion. You know. Sometimes he loudly cried tears of ecstasy. Sometimes he laughed outlandishly. Sometimes he shouted out ferociously. Sometimes he fainted, falling hard to the ground. One moment he yelled out unworldly sounds. The next moment he stood up and gave the profoundest of commentaries. In the Vedic scriptures it is stated, and actually this means. Then the next moment he squirted tears. Horripilation. Whoa! Laughter. Fainting. Sweat. All of Krishna Bhakti's perturbations. And my dear devotees, As soon as Haridas Thakur began to dance, all these symptoms appeared and swarmed all over his body. All right, so my dear devotees, I once saw this with Srila Prabhupada. It is difficult to forget. Srila Prabhupada sat in Shida Mayapur on his Vyasasan and sang Jai Radha Madhava, his favorite song. Then all of a sudden, he became inert. He stopped chanting, and ecstatic symptoms like crying, goose pimples, and so on started to manifest. But he kept himself under control. Haridas Thakur, however, danced, roared like a lion, cried tears of ecstasy, laughed outlandishly, shouted ferociously, yelled unworldly sounds, and then gave the profoundest of commentaries, and so on and so forth. In this way, his tears of joy made wet all his limbs. And see what effect he had on the people who looked at him. Even the most wicked people were greatly charmed upon seeing him. So amazing were the goosebumps all over his body that Brahma and Shiva became delighted upon seeing them. All the Brahmanas of Puliya were filled with joy upon beholding him. It is said that Haridas Thakur would walk on the rivers of the Ganga. He was only dressed in a kopan. A kopan is a cloth which is used by renunciants to cover their private parts. He would jump into the Ganga, take his bath, and even when he was taking his bath, the holy name was still on his lips, and he would chant very loudly, and he would laugh, "O Krishna, O Krishna, O Krishna, O Krishna." Haridas always felt, however, a very special feeling, which we have heard about today. He felt, "I have been a sinner. There is actually no sinner like me. I have disturbed Krishna's pastimes by stealing his beloved cows and calves from him. I'm such a sinner." In comparison, he felt Indra really was the friend of Krishna, because Indra had sent rain, and this rain had given the opportunity for all the Brijbasis to stay with Krishna for 7 days and seven nights without any interruption. This was a rare occasion. You know, every morning Krishna leaves the village of Vrindavan, and the majority of Brijbasis stay back while Krishna goes for cow herding into the forest. So this is the greatest conceivable pain for the Brijbasis, to be separated from Krishna. We hear even the Sakas, when they walk with Krishna through the forest, and momentarily Krishna passes by a tree so that the Sakas cannot see him for that short moment, they wail and cry, "O Krishna, O Krishna." But in the pastime of lifting the Govardhan hill, they were non-stop together with Krishna. Even in the night, when they put lamps and when they enjoyed the festival of staring at Krishna, which never becomes boring to the eyes. So Haridas felt, "I was such a sinner. I stole Krishna's calf and cow's devotees as when I was Brahman, Brahmana, not Brahmana, when I was Brahma, Lord Brahma, from Krishna, and in this way separated the devotees from Krishna, whereas Indra brought them together with Krishna. From this position of feeling wretched, he chanted and followed Mahaprabhu's advice, Trinada Pisunichena. You can see, Prema lives in the house of Dainya, humility. And humility is that feeling that even a qualified person, and who could be more qualified than Brahma, who's playing the leela of the greatest devotee, you know, even a qualified devotee feels himself wretched. And as I said, the immediate son of humility, or the immediate outcome of real humility, is tolerance. And therefore Haridas Thakur was the emblem of tolerance, so that he didn't really react to the Muslims who tortured him with this whip treatment, this whip torture. At that time, the Lord in the Vaikuntha worlds saw what was going on, and he raised his hand and spoke a command, Sudarshan Chakra. The chakra came. And he was just getting ready to come to planet Earth and interfere and sent his Sudarshan Chakra for the great slaughter of the Muslim punishments, when all of a sudden he stopped. Haridas Thakur, who was covered with sweat and blood, had said, O Krishna, please be merciful upon these poor souls. Kindly excuse them for their offense of torturing me. And the Lord, who wanted to interfere, was stopped. Oh, my devotee prays for the benefit. He must have seen me getting ready. So a little later, Haridas Thakur saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Oh Haridas, you are the greatest of the devotees. You are my dearest devotees. Haridas, do you remember when you were punished on the 24 marketplaces? Yes, said Haridas, and I didn't feel anything. Your holy names are so sweet. Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu became grave. Do you know why you didn't feel anything? Then he turned around and he showed Haridas Thakur his back, which was covered with streams of blood, and the cut, innumerable cuts, which these whips of the Muslim torturers had left. He himself had interfered. He had stepped between Haridas and the torturers and took that pain which no human body can really sustain, you know. After one marketplace, after one street, you are finished, you collapse. He had taken it upon himself. And this, again, churned the ocean of the humility in Haridas Thakur's heart. Now he felt, oh, I have made Gauranga Mahaprabhu take upon himself the suffering which was due to me, due to my offense of having heard how people here in Fulia had offended Krishna. I had done nothing to stop them, and therefore became tainted by the offense. And I was justly corrected. But the Lord has been so merciful that He has stepped in for me. And this increased the ocean of inconceivable Dainya. So that is again the position from which the chanting is very effective. And therefore, his foremost secret is not his determination. That is somewhere, comes somewhere. His first and foremost secret is to chant in the mood of deep humility. Having said this, I now want to introduce to you the humility earthquake. It is a very interesting perspective on humility. I did learn about it from the mother of one of my disciples, who has written a well-acclaimed book called Post-Traumatic Healing. It's a very good book. And there, she says, as the first Western psychologist, that traumatic experiences can actually totally change a person's life to the better. So when bad becomes good, that is some of the subjects she deals with. And she has found out what happens to earthquake victims. First, when an earthquake comes, it shakes the ground and the houses in which the residents live collapse. The second phase of an earthquake is there is no orientation. You don't know where was the marketplace, where was the house. And as a result, also because everything has broken down, there are various dangers like fires, the loss of dear ones who are still under the crumbles. And often people who live near the ocean, they have seen waves like tsunamis come as a aftermath of the earthquake. And then comes the third phase, which is the phase of restructuring and rebuilding. So when you are meeting a circumstance which overwhelms you, like disease, like the loss of your good name, when your name is rumored into pieces, rumor, and no more name is, nothing is left of your good name after this. This is, or anything which happens which is slightly bad. This is like the first phase. It shakes our concepts and reduces them to rubble. It's a phase of deconstructing your mayic reality and the phase of disintegration. Then this happens also when you are truly humbled, or humbled, I should say. Your reality is breaking down. No longer are you the famous Swami who is invulnerable, but you are like an ordinary German person, reduced to a lamenting back pain victim. You're an ordinary back pain. Every old person gets it in Germany. You know, it's so humbling to subdue, to bow down to this, but it's good. Deconstruct your material reality. It will anyways fall down. Then comes the phase of new orientation. You're looking for new orientation. And finally, you can construct a sense of new identity, of being a servant of the Vaishnavas and Krishna. When you want to go through the humility earthquake process, my suggestion to you is just without waiting for material nature to destroy your self-made constructions of who you are, just be honest, you know, fallen soul, small fallen soul, insignificant, nothing to make so much noise about. I think Bhurijan Prabhu will show us a slideshow this evening where he will put our lives in the I don't tell the secret. Okay. This, you know, deconstruct before construction in spiritual life can happen. You must deconstruct the old building. You should be the one who puts the earthquake into your life by honesty, no? By frankness and by seeing. And then you can look for new orientation. And my dear devotees, then you can construct a sense of new identity of being a servant of the Vaishnavas and Krishna. Here I will say something in honor of my father. My father is a reformed man. He was not so good in his time with Hitler. But he became very good after that, where he saw his mistake. And he had the difficult job to educate three lively boys. And the most lively boy was the middle son, that was me. And I was so curious as a child. I would always climb on any tree. I would never go to school. You know, our family needed to hire one man to bring me to the school, because I was so bored in the school, and always on trees, always playing, every play, wanting to, always getting in trouble. Every week the fire brigade had to run after me somewhere. And my father, I still remember, he did then the German treatment. I was bought by the firemen in the house, and they told what I did again. I will not tell it to you. You will just laugh. So he then took me on his lap, took the pants down, and did on my behind. Bang, bang, bang. This German education. Boom, 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 boom. 20 times or whatever. And I was, first of all, I with my lip, I won't cry. And when I'm big, I will get back on him. But then I loved my father and he loved me. Then when we were with 10, I would cry. Oh, I'm sorry, I never do it again. Yes, yes, 5 more, he said. Patch. And I do remember from that time, when I finally got off his lap, he was crying because he loved me very much, but that was his only creative means of education, which he knew. So then I would go like, oh, put on my pants and cry. And he would say, I'm only doing this for your good. If you're not educated strongly, you will run into troubles in your later life. You will see. But one day you will be grateful for this. And I believe he was right. I mean, I know it's not modern to say this, but I'm an old man. I can say what I believe. I believe strongly it was right, because I learned to learn where are limitations which I should respect in this way. What I want to express with this example, Mother Nature, with tears in her eyes, has the same education for us. She has to show us where are our limitations. And it's good. Krishna has to show us our limitations. We sometimes need to see be put into place, into a humble place. So this deconstruction of our artificial reality, this search which gives rise to the search of new orientation, and then finding a sense of new identity, is very good. And I would recommend to you a painless way, an easy way which does this. Practice humility. Practice tolerance especially. And this humility practice will deconstruct the pride world, the world of pride, so that something new can grow. Just like after an earthquake, nice new houses can be built. Hari Das Thakur is the example of humility. He had been kicked out by the Hindu society. He tolerated this. He had been kicked out by the Muslim society. He tolerated. He was beaten up. He tolerated and prayed for his torturers. Now, all this brought him to a position of a pure soul. And he is, in fact, the purest soul. Chant from the position of the soul, that is the secret of entering into a relationship with Krishna. I want to sing now a prayer with you, which Hari Das Thakur chanted. We have written it down for you.
Kripa kori namarupe amarajivaya. Kripa kori namarupe amarajivaya. Nirantara nacha prabhu darita vapaya. Kripa kori namarupe amarajivaya. Nirantara nacha prabhu darita vapaya.
O Lord, be merciful and appear on my tongue in your holy name. Dance, dance there constantly, O Lord. I fall at your lotus feet and I beg you.
Raka inhala utanya tava icha mata. Janharaka deha more Krishna namamrita.
You may keep me in this world, or you may take me to your abode, as you please. But whatever you do with me, feed me the divine nectar of your names.
Jaga jane namadite tava avatara. Jaga jana maje more karangikara.
You have descended into this world to distribute the holy name. So kindly also consider me one of those you came for and intended to bless.
Amita adama tumi adama tarana. Ubaye sambandaye patita pavana. I'm the lowest, most lowly. Whereas you are committed to the uplift of the lowest.
This is our eternal relationship, O Savior of the fallen.
Acetya sambandhae tomaya maya. Jala bale namamrita e adhamachaya. I'm the lowest, and you are the savior of the lowest. On the strength of this unbreakable connection between us, O Lord, I beg you to shower me with the nectar of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
My dear devotees, this is a very powerful prayer. If you wish to have it and pray, I can send it to you. We will have a paper before the temple room where you can subscribe to our cost-free Amrita Vani newsletter. It's a training newsletter which our Sharanagati team puts out to those who come to the retreats which we offer around the world. It will be available for your signature or your email. You have to give your email. I think either today or from tomorrow on. There will also be another free newsletter which I can recommend very much. It's called the Krishna Kathamrita newsletter, offered by Madhavananda and his Gopal Jui press team. So, yes. So this, you have to pray for Krishna to appear in his holy name, just like Haridas Thakur did. It's a prayer which brings you into the mood of humility. And when praying it, it has the power to arise or awaken within you powerful feelings of humility, you know. My dear Lord, only feed me with the nectar of the holy name. Whatever you wish to do with me in this world or beyond this world, but I only have this request. Please give me that nectar. Don't you remember you descended into this world to distribute this nectar to the fallen souls? I definitely qualify as being one of them. So kindly don't leave me out of your mercy plan. You know, this type of prayer brings the holy name to you or attracts the holy name to appear. Last year, I was in Jagannath Puri and committed myself to a Namvrata, a personal Namvrata. And I remember I had been chanting before Tota Gopinath in the Gopinath temple, and I had fallen asleep. I had started my chanting at 4 o'clock in the morning and was tired by 9 o'clock and nodded off, and then was awakened by the voice of a very nice sannyasi. This sannyasi looked a little bit from the outside, he reminded us of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. He had a scholarly face and spectacles, but was much smaller in size. So I always called him in my own way, the small size Bhaktisiddhanta. And he would, at times with a Bengali accent, tell us different things. So this time he stood just next to me. He looked at me. And I only remember how his voice came into my dream. And then I heard what he said. He said, "Are you still trying to chant the holy name?" Or, second, is the holy name chanting you? I looked into his face. He smiled at me and he left. He left me with this question. Holy name, we can't chant the holy name. Our tongue is prakrita. It is made of matter. The holy name, however, is aprakrit. He is totally spiritual. But what can happen is that the holy name, being pleased with our mood of humility and sincere surrender, can appear. And I think we all have made this experience, especially during kirtan, when all of a sudden the chanting becomes something else and is very sweet. Do you know this? When you feel, or during the japa, all of a sudden it is effortless. Your tongue is moved. You are not moving the tongue any longer. So I would now come. So his first secret is humility, from which comes his determination to persevere in all circumstances. But now I want to go to his second secret. How did Haridas Thakur chant? I again turn to the Prem Vilas by Nityananda Das. He writes, Haridas Thakur chanted 300,000 holy names of the Lord daily. How many rounds is this? 192. So he chanted 100,000 names of those names in his mind. That is called Manasika Japa. He chanted 100,000 names softly, so that only he could hear. This is called Upangsu Japa. And 100,000 names aloud. This is called Vachik Japa, audible chanting. Or sometimes in our scriptures it is said, for instance, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is called Nam Sankirtan. So I want to chant with you in these three ways, but we will start with the loud one, Japa, Vachika Japa. I request you to take your Japa Mala and chant as if you are now sitting in a fired up morning program. There are bhaktas all around you. They have well rested. They are clean. And they chant very concentrated and a little loud. I will one time chant for you in this way. And then when you hear the signal, I request you to join me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Everyone on his own speed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Yam Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Yam Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Yam Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Yam Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Yam Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Yam Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Yam Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Yam Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Yam Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Yam Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Yam Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Yam Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Yam Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Yam Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you very much, but you are already coming down with your voices. I think you know the next exercise and preparing. The next exercise is called Upang Sujapa. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur comments in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, when Mahaprabhu tells the devotees to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, he has Upang Sujapa in mind. It is a way of chanting which is softly spoken. The mantra is softly spoken. I will now do this for you, and listen very carefully and then chant in your own speed, please. No need that we want to do it our selves, and we want to make an experiment in Haridas Thakur's chanting. So please listen for one mantra, and then when you hear the signal, start with your own japa. But remember, it's Upang Sujapa, softly spoken. I will go very close to the microphone so that you can hear. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Listen to yourself, huh? Chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. However loud it takes so that you can hear, this is the sound vibration of your Upang Sujapa. So, thank you very much. We will now go to the Manasik Japa. Chant in our mind. And we will help you a little bit with three notes. Please remember this morning's lecture. Have you remembered something of the morning lecture? I'm asking you. Yes, you have remembered. Good. There was a Sambandha meditation. Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about a meditation. I'm an atomic particle of consciousness and the eternal servant of Krishna. So this is the first point, I. The second point was Krishna is the infinite conscious entity and my only master. Which brings with it the conviction that I don't want to be a slave of Maya. It's this second element is Krishna. That you are a servant of Krishna. And the third element in this meditation was the material world. The material world is the prison house that is meant to reform my truant tendencies or my tendency to be absent in my relationship with Krishna. Yes? So, I will now lead you in a very brief meditation. We are a little bit over time, but it's very important that you have this experience one time. Because when you want to do Manasik Japa, where you think the mantra, it is easier, or when you meditate of the mantra, it's easier when you do it from the level of Krishna consciousness. So are you ready to do a little meditation to conclude this session? First of all, sit tall. I will now guide you in a very effective small meditation of this. I will request you to close your eyes, but if for some reason you are not a meditative person, or let us say you lose the points, then I request you to open your eyes and think about the three steps which you will be asked to do to bring yourself into a devotional state of Krishna consciousness, from where you do Manasik Japa. If I would have a parrot who can speak, I would send it to the people with a generator and request them to stop the generator, but I don't have such a parrot. Let us start. Just to look around to Giriraj, to the tent, because soon we will close our eyes. When you are ready, close your eyes and start with a deep inhale and a deep exhale, and continue for a few rounds. A deep inhale, deep exhale. Get that oxygen in your lungs. It will wake you up a little bit. Do it forcefully. And breathe out forcefully. Breathe it all out. We really want to engage a little energy here. Get the prana rolling, flowing, tumbling in your body. A little sweat will come, no problem, that's desired. A little bit more forceful. Oh, it's so good. Braj air, Braj breezes. Not sweaty yoga club breezes. From your neighbor who couldn't digest his pizza well. No brush, breeze. Enough. Now breathe in very naturally and softly as the breath comes and goes. To enter into a relationship with Krishna, three meditational steps are given. I am an atomic particle of consciousness, very small, and the eternal servant of Krishna. Krishna is the infinite conscious entity and my only master. I am a servant of Krishna. This material world in which I temporarily live is a house of reformation meant to bring me to my real relationship with Radha and Krishna. This consciousness, I request you to very deeply chant with me. Chant in your mind, I'm very sorry, the Maha Mantra. I will one time chant the Maha Mantra alone. I won't quite chant it in my mind because I wish you to hear it one time. But then when you hear the signal, it's time for you to chant. And you can in your mind's eye go maybe before your favorite deity, or just be here at the foot of Govardhan and just chant in your mind like this.
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
If it helps you, you can move your tongue behind closed lips as if you are chanting, and from there go into just chanting in your mind. Excellent. Some of you are really putting strong mental vibrations. We will now sing for a few minutes and then end the session.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So I want to thank all of you very much for going through this session. Two things remain to be said. I'm not satisfied with every one of your participation. Some devotees come to this like they come to classes. Here a little bit, walk around, here a little bit. You will get much more out of it if you do the commitment of applying yourself to the exercises and to the points which are made, and then immediately apply them during the japa retreat. So some of you can do better, but the majority is excellent. Second point is, please do not forget to discuss with your friend, your retreat friend, the insights, how well you do on your sankalpa, ask for advices which you can get maybe, discuss issues, possible problems, and so on, and go on this journey together with your friend. Huh? This would be very, very helpful for you. Also, remember Burijan Prabhu's criticism band. It's very sorry. Complaint, and so on, which will serve you very much to become free from this habit, and it really helps you to enter humility, tolerance. That's the idea of this. Thank you all very, very much. The next session is at when exactly, please? 6:45 in the temple room. It will be a very, very wonderful session done by Burijan Prabhu with multimedia, you know, some slides and some very deep Krishna conscious eye-opening experiences. We have switched the Vashana show, Ecstasy in Vashana, which will be shown tomorrow night. Today is, I think, touring the universe. We shall tour the universe. So, Hari Hari Bo.